This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. For the first time in 65 years, actors at a major television network have held a union vote. Stars of the wildly popular telenovelas aired on NBC Universal's Telemundo are going to be joining SAG-AFTRA, the Screen Actors Guild, American Federation of Television Radio Artists, in case you're curious. They do so in the hopes of getting better pay, health insurance, and overtime. But all of that is going to mean higher costs for somebody. Sally Herships reports.
Pablo Azar is a Telemundo star. He's got blonde hair and green eyes, and there are a lot of beefcakey pictures of him on the internet.
So people imagine that we are like a Hollywood star and that we live like them.
Nope. Last year, Azar finished filming a telenovela, La Fan. But
after the novella, I have to, you know, make a living. Sometimes I drive for Uber.
In addition to driving when he's not on set, Azar also runs his own art gallery and designs T-shirts. Jonathan Handel is a contributing editor at The Hollywood Reporter.
Actors in telenovelas, actors in Spanish language media generally, have not been paid anywhere near the rates that actors in English language media are paid.
Because telenovelas air at night and English soaps air during the day, it's hard to compare pay rates. But Handel estimates Spanish language actors earn less than half of their English unionized counterparts.
Unlike the drama in telenovelas that is probably a little overblown, the drama here really rests on real world concerns.
Like getting health insurance, overtime pay, and critically in today's Netflix world, royalties. Tom Geyer is managing editor at The Wrap.
Because there's now a shelf life, there's now a market for that programming long after it was recorded.
NBC Universal owns Telemundo. It says the vote still needs to be certified. It says it's disappointed, but will move forward with negotiations. As for Azar, you can see him on TV tonight. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.